The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ellie Mack, and Dylan. We appreciate you spending your morning with us. You can take us with you wherever you go via the Odyssey app. Feel free to also reach out on Twitter. You can find us at 929 Morning Shift. And these two gentlemen in the studio with me, Mike over here with his offensive lineman days with the Falcons, and Bo with his extensive work with the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, traveling with the team. No duo knows more about the Falcons, the interworkings of this team in morning radio, Atlanta radio, really. So when they tackle these superlatives that we do, their opinions carry some weight. And with that in mind, today we are picking back up these superlatives for the Falcons opponents this season. This time, guys, we are doing the toughest places to play. So let's start going through them.
Yeah. And I think I speak for Bo when included in these. We talk about the difficulty of the opponent, at least historically. You don't ever know going into the season. One of the toughest things to do is look at a schedule and say how hard the schedule is going into the year. You can't foresee injuries and other things going on with most teams. And there's always a team that jumps up in the NFL and just hits things at the right stretch. But this was an intriguing list to go through for me because I actually haven't played. I've only played at probably half these stadiums for away games. And I don't know if injury was a part of it or the fact that I just hit the rotation at the right time. But obviously playing at all these division opponents, absolutely. But outside of that, only playing at New York, and there was one other one that I have actually been a part of in terms of non-division opponents. So Bo actually has been to every stadium in the NFL and has seen all these games in different circumstances and carries a lot of weight with that one as well.
I have been able to go to all these places, most of them multiple times. Gillette Stadium is the only one that I think on our list, on our away games this year, that I've only been to once, and I don't count Olympic Stadium in Berlin on there because that's a wild card. I don't even know how to rank that one.
Yeah,
because I think when you look at it all and break it down and realistically, that'll be the toughest place to play because you're traveling across the world. The team you're playing is an unknown at this point in time, and you're going to have 75,000 people in there cheering probably the entire time with chants and everything because it's a. I know there are Falcons fans in Germany. There's even a group of Falcons fans that travel over from Germany, I feel like, every year, and they do a couple of games. But I don't know. I don't know how to, that unknown of that game with the travel from going, Because I think you're going to go to you play in Foxborough in Gillette Stadium the week before. Then you're going to come home, spend a couple of days, and then you're going to go to Germany. Yeah. So that schedule is going to be brutal. And with that, with the unknown, of the travel unknown, with the crowd probably being raucous the entire time, I don't really know where to go with that one.
Yeah, I think that you would probably join me in saying that when I started this list, that one of these away games stood out as having a possibly great opponent and a great home atmosphere at the same time.
Yeah, one in particular.
Yeah, go ahead with it.
Minnesota.
Yes, there's no doubt about that. And I never personally played in Minnesota, and of course, different stadium back then anyways, but I remember distinctly all my teammates that had been around, the Todd McClures and Tyson Klebos of the world, would ooh and awe every time we would turn on the film and the Minnesota Vikings home stadium would be on the film and we were watching an opponent. They would talk about the fact that the Vikings were a terrible place to play for opposing teams, and they always ranked it as like number one in terms of hardest places to play. And now the Minnesota Vikings, obviously a very talented football team.
Yeah, it's U.S. Bank Stadium now. It was the Metrodome when you got in the league, and then it became they played at the University of Minnesota for 2 years. I think it was 2 years. I remember that was probably one of the worst. That was one of the worst games at the college stadium because the entire offensive line seemingly went down.
They did.
I mean, Levine Tolololo was playing right tackle.
I'll never forget it. I was watching it on TV, and I think that was the year that Mike Tice was our offensive line coach.
Yeah, it was 2014.
Mistaken. So that's obviously a big game for him going home. And I thought, how ironic that Mike Tice is making his return back to Minnesota with an offensive line that only has four offensive linemen left.
I think it was Jake at left tackle. I know it was Jake at left tackle. That was his rookie year. And then I think, didn't Joe get hurt in that game?
Joe either got hurt in the game or was hurt, and then Peter Kahn's got hurt in that game as well, I think.
And so did, I believe it was Ryan Schrader at that point at right tackle. Or maybe it was
that
Lamar.
That might have been Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Holmes, you mean?
Yeah, Lamar Jackson. All I could think of was Lamar Holmes' nickname, which we called him Puddin'.
You know, it's funny.
I wanted to get that.
We have a guy at the golf club that we call Puddin'.
Puddin'.
So I actually had that as two, though, on my list.
Interesting.
Because I am 0-2 in that building, but the COVID year we went there right after Raheem took over for Dan Quinn, and that was obviously a COVID game, and the Falcons won. So in the Falcons' tenure since that building is open, they're actually 1-2 in that building. I mean, I don't want to. Do I just kind of do it with the giveaway?
Yeah, go ahead. So you got that one on your list?
Superdome's
or two?
Superdome's one. Superdome is one for me, and here's the deal. This is the Superdome has been open. The Caesars Superdome has been open since 1975. Okay, but I only went back to 2006, which was the Katrina game,
right?
The first game after Katrina. Since then, the Falcons are 5-14 in that building.
Mm.
And I have been on the road for, I think, three of those.
Yeah.
I've been traveling since 12.
I'm trying to think. I know that in 12, and you were obviously there for this one, it's the same game that I scored a touchdown in. I think we were undefeated going into that game.
It's true.
And I'll never forget that weekend because I was paying attention to that. Was also the same weekend that Bama lost to Johnny Manziel in Tuscaloosa. And I remember thinking, man, this could have been such a great weekend. I scored a touchdown, and I still have this sick feeling in the pit of my stomach.
Oh, gosh. What makes the Superdome so difficult?
You know, I don't really know. They actually, and this is not going to be a popular opinion because Lord knows I hate the New Orleans Saints just as much as anybody, but I think they actually have a good set of traditions in that place that most people don't realize about.
It's amazing to me that before Katrina, that team was about to be moved. Nobody wants to remember it. They were going to move to San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big deal, and people can argue this all they want. I remember they were having serious talks, and so much to the fact that when Katrina hit, many people thought they would never ever play another game in New Orleans.
Yeah, I remember thinking. I remember people saying that's just going to give them the excuse to make the move.
Yeah, and I think the NFL kind of forced their hand to come back. I don't know that for sure, but I know they come back, and it's first off, it's a rivalry game, mm-hmm. and it, so the so you want an unpopular opinion? Their crowd is really good.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The whole thing where a player walks out in the middle of the field and does the hoot at, and then they, you know, they, it's, that's it. That's intense.
They every time they play, every time they score, they play the Yin Yang Twins song, which is weird because it's an Atlanta based group, and so it's why they play the Yin Yang Twins. But they have a song, and they get rowdy. They're a bunch of drunk Cajuns, Allie. What do you? I'm not trying to be hateful, but to call a spade, they're a bunch of drunk Cajuns. They get rowdy. They make noise the entire time. The place is very loud. And it creates an atmosphere.
Yeah, not to confuse anybody with our friends down at Echo Park Speedway, but it is sort of an echo chamber.
Yeah,
in that place. And I think it's interesting too, because it's like we started off talking about with this conversation. You have to almost weigh the opponents and the strength of the opponent along with how loud that building can be and how good the fan base can be. And I think there's the three we've already mentioned are interesting for all of those different reasons. Minnesota should be a good team, and it's always a good crowd. We don't know what we're getting from Indianapolis, but the travel involved and what that game will be over in Germany makes that tough. And then it's like you said, historically, at least over the last 20 years, New Orleans has been a house of horrors for the Atlanta Falcons. Add on the fact that they have a good crowd, and that rounds out your top three, I think, in terms of what you think about this schedule. I think the rest of the ones after that, which we're obviously going to discuss throughout the show, I think you start weighing game time. I think you start weighing travel when it comes to that. I think, you know, obviously how good the opponent can be or will be, the health of the players. I think those top three, though, the ones that we've already mentioned, I think they kind of deserve their own place at the top of the shelf in terms of difficulty this season.
Well, and I know we got to go to break. That Sunday night game in week two in Minnesota could catapult it to one on the list.
Yeah, it's one for me right now.
While being a late November game for the New Orleans one could move it down. Levi's Stadium. Yeah, I've been there three times, I believe. We're 1-2 in that time frame there. That's a Sunday night game. That's not an easy game. So remember, you're traveling, and then you're going to sit across the country. Then you're going to sit all day in a hotel and go play in a raucous crowd because they're going to be up, because that's an early game too. That's middle of October.
Well, we got to put a pin on this for now. We're going to get back into this conversation later on in the show. There's obviously a lot of factors that go into finding the toughest opponent, toughest place to play. We'll do that around 8:20. But coming up, a tight end is coming out of retirement to join the Giants. We'll talk about that. Also, we've got my Allie Mack drop. I would love to highlight the biggest dental crown ever created, probably the size of a baseball. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.